Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. We'll begin the shir at the bottom of Beis Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom of the two dots. Omar Mar, Omar Le Rabbi Yehuda, Haloi Kayhanim Mibay Jayim Heim Tavlim. So we had the different shitas in the second Baraisa. The shita of Rav Meir was that the Kohanim, the time to recite Krishna in the evening is the time that the Kohanim are Taival, they immerse themselves to be Matai on themselves in order to eat Truma. And Rabbi Yehuda asked on that, how could that be? The Kohanim, they are Taival mi ba'ed yom, it's still daytime. They have to be Taival during the day. And then after, when it's nightfall, they have Harav Shemesh, and then they're entitled to eat the Truma. But the time that they are actually are Taival, the time that they actually are Taival is Mibay Jaim. So how could that be the time for Krishma of Arvis? So Shapir Kamer Le Rabbi Yehuda Le Rabbi Meir. This is a good kasha. It's a very strong kasha. Rabbi Meir, Hachi Kamer Le. Rabbi Meir answers as follows. Mi Savardana Ben Hashmashas Didokka Mina. No, I don't have the same view as you of what Ben Hashmashas is. You hold that Ben Hashmashas is a significant time period prior to nighttime. And according to your shita, according to your reasoning, then you have a strong kasha. Then it's true. Then that's correct. That they are taival when it's still light, when it's still considered very much daytime. But I know Ben Hashmashas is Rabbi Yossi Kamin. But I don't hold that shita of Ben Hashmashas. I hold the Ben Hashmashas of Rabbi Yossi. The Amar of Yaisi Ben Hashmashas Kehera Fine, the length of time of Ben Hashmashas, the length of time of Ben Hashmashas when it's Sofek Yaim Sofek Laila, that transition period, is like the blink of an eye. It is a very, very short period of time prior to Tzeitzu Kechav. Zen Nichnas Vze Yaitz. This is comes in and this leaves. So the night comes in, the day leaves. It's a very short period of time. V'yev Shalamadalav. And you can't determine exactly this period of time. It's the blink of an eye. So therefore, according to me, their toival, the Kohanim are toival at the end of the day. Everybody holds their toival at the end of the day, but it has to be daytime. So according to me, the time, the period that they're toival is before Ben Hashmashos, and immediately after they'll have Harav Shemesh. Now that period of time where they're toival is at the end of the day. So it's not when it's still day. According to you, Ben Hashmashas is a longer period of time. They have to be Taival before Ben Hashmashas. So with the time that their Taival is really daytime. It's not the very end of the day. It's still daytime. There's still a significant period of time between that time that they're Taival and Seisu Kochavim. According to me, it's immediately prior to Seisu Kochavim. Now, as a side point, theoretically, the Kohanim could be Taival. Next, they rather could be toivol any time during the day, but practically speaking, they would be toivol at the end of the day to ensure that they were toivol, and they did not come into any contact with tuma, and they immediately had the tefillah, and then the hair of shemesh, the nightfall, and then they can eat the truma. So, therefore, he's saying, Ramir, it's not a kash according to me, because the time that they're toivol is at the very end of the day. Ben Hashmashas is immediately prior to Tzeisa Kochavim, so it's just immediately prior to Tzeisa Kochavim. But then the question arises, as we asked in the previous shir, Soif Kol Soif. It's not the time when people go to sleep. So why is it B'Shachvacha? Why is it considered B'Shachvacha? It's not the time people are going to sleep. It's prior to Tzeisa Kochavim. They're being Toivel. They're being Toivel, and then they say Krishna, then they eat, they go to sleep later. So perhaps for all of these shitas that we're discussing, B'Shachvacha doesn't mean only literally when they're going to sleep. It means when the day is over, when they're engaged in the nighttime activities, which include eating their nighttime meal, going to sleep, retiring for the night. Perhaps it doesn't mean literally that they're actually going to bed. The day is over, and they're engaged in the nighttime activities. Frankly, more akasha de Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Lezer. There seems to be a contradiction, Astira, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Lezer. Because in the Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer said the time to recite Krishna is the time that Kohanim Nechnasim Lechol B'Trumasa, the time when they go in to eat the Truma. And in the Brisa, he says that the time is when it's Kiddush Hayom Barba Shavuos, which is an earlier period of time. So the more answers, similarly, Trei Tanoia Libid Rabbi Lezer, two versions of what Rabbi Lezer held. To Tanoim, according to Rabbi Lezer. The Iboy Seima, or alternatively, the Mora says you can answer Reisha Lav Rabbi Lezer. The Reisha of the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says, May any Masai Kerem is Krishma Ba'arvin, Mishasha Karim Nechlasim Lechel Betrumosan. Right? That is not Rabbi Lezer. Ad Hashmura Harishaina, when it says that the end time is the end of the first Hashmura, Divri Rabbi Lezer, only that is the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. But when it says Mishasha Kahanim Nechnasim Lechol Betrumasan, that's not the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. When it says Divri Rabbi Lezer, it's only going on the end period. That's his opinion. Not the beginning. The beginning, when it commences, is his opinion as stated in the Brisa. So the commencement of Krishma is we have all these various shitas from time to the Karm and Nechnasim Lechol B'Trumasim. The Brisa has different opinions. Kiddushei and Barvi Shabbosos, Ani Nechnas, Bnei Adam Nechnasim, Barvi Shabbosos, etc. There are different opinions of when Krishma starts. Until when can we recite Krishma at night? How long till when? Until when can we recite Krishma at night? So the Mishnah said that the first opinion was Rabbi Elezer ad Ashmura Rishayna, to the first Ashmura of the night. Not the entire night, not even to midnight, but to the first section, to the end of the first section of the night. So what are Mishmaras? Mishmaras are when there's different, the night is broken up into different components. So Frekta Gemara at Seif HaShemur Rishayna, Ma Kasavar Rabbi Elezer, Ma Kasavar Rabbi Elezer, what does he hold? I Kasavar Shalosh Mishmaras Havei Alayla, if he holds that the night is broken up into three parts, there's three parts to the night, Lemad Arba Shois. Well, a more identifiable time is just tell me how many hours, till what hour of the night. A Mishmar is not so clear cut, when does a Mishmar end? Now, if he held that the night is broken up into three parts, so if we take a standard night, the standard night in Chazal is 12 hours, 12 hours day, 12 hours night. And we refer to the hours in Shoz Manias. We divide it by 12, that the standard night is 12 hours, and then we refer to the hours according to the standard length of the evening. So if he held that there were three mishmaras in the night, it's broken into three components, in a night that's 12 hours long, you would divide it by three. Each section would be 4 hours. So let him simply say until 4 hours from Tseisu Kachavim, from whenever the commencement is, 4 hours later. That would be a more clear-cut and more identifiable way of saying until when can you say Krishna. Now, for instance, if the night is only 9 hours long, so again, it's a Shoz Manias, so you'd be dividing it into a components of three. So then you divide it, and then you'd have 3 hours for the night. So what does he hold? If he holds that there are three parts to the night, let him say 4 hours. And if he holds that there's four components, four parts to the night, then the standard night is 12 hours, and divided by four, then it's 3 hours long. Let him say 3 hours. The Gemara answers, Lo'ilam kasavar shalosh mishmaras havei laila. Really, he held that there are three mishmaras, it's divided into three components. Why does he say the Mishmar? Why doesn't he say the number of hours? So why doesn't he say till 4 hours, 4 hours later? Because he wants to teach you, incidentally, he wants to teach you in a roundabout way that another Chiddush. Kamash Malan, the Ika Mishmaras Barakiya, the Ika Mishmaras Ba'ara. He wants to tell you that there are Mishmaras. There's divisions of the night in Shemayim. In Shemayim, the different components of the night, the Malachim They take the rotation in saying Shiras v'tishbachas to the Ribbono Shel'olam. They do their avoda to the Ribbono Shel'olam. And similarly, there are signs, ba'ara, on the land, when we know that the night is broken up into the different components, which is a simen for the person where he can have a sign to know that the mishmer is now changing, and those times are times which are the most suitable to daven to the Ribbono Shel'olam, to beseech the Ribbono Shel'olam, to daven for the Churban, etc., to say Shiras v'tishbachas. The Tanya Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer says, Sholosh mishmaras havei alayla. There are three mishmaras in the night. Malkol mishmar u'mishmar yoshev ha-kodesh baro v'shoye kari. And on each mishmar, when it transitions, the Baruch Shalom, he roars like a lion. Shenemar Hashem mimorim yishag, from the Shamayim, from the heavens, he roars. U'mimayin kodesha yitain koyla, and from his abode, from his dwelling, he lets his voice out. Shoyeg yishag al naveil. He roars on in his dwelling. So to speak, figuratively, the Ribbono Shalom is calling out, is roaring like a lion. Now it says in the Pasuk three times the word shoyeg. So it teaches you that there are three mishmaras. V'simen l'dovar, what's the simen to know where there are the mishmaras? So how do I know when the mishmar transition? Mishmar rishayna chamor noyer. And the first mishmar, the donkey brays. Shniya klavim tzak. The second one, the dogs bark. Shlishis tinak yainik mishtei imaim. The child starts to nurse. V'ishim esaperes imbala. People are starting to wake up, and the wife is starting to speak with her husband. So there are three mishmaras according to Rabbi Lezer, and these are the simonim. Frikta Gemara, Micah, Choshev, Rabbi Lezer. What does he reckon? How does he reckon it? When we say these are the simonim, at what point of the mishmar do these simonim occur? At what point is it? Itchilas mishmaras kechoshiv. If it's at the beginning of the mishmar, so you have these simonim with the donkey, the dogs, etc. If it's at the beginning of the mishmar, itchilas mishmar rishayna simon olami. Why do I need at the beginning of the mishmar, the beginning of the first mishmar? Why do I need a simon? Well, it's obvious. Or two. So at the beginning, that's when it's night. The beginning of the mishmar is at the beginning of the night. So I know when it starts. I know when that is. And he says mishmaras kechoshev. If these are simonim are for the end of the mishmar, seif mishmar achrayna lomali. Why do I need the end of the seif mishmar achrayna? Why do I need the end of the last one? That means the end of it, mishmar, is the end of the night. So why do I need a simon? So it's daytime. The end of the last mishmar is the end of the night. It's daytime. So why do I need a simon? If the whole point is to tell me and to simon, so I should know and how I identify the different mishmaras, why would I need the beginning of the mishmar? Why would I need the end of the last mishmar? So the Gemara says, Alakha Shiv Saif Mishmar Rishaina. What it considers is Saif Mishmar Rishaina, the end of Saif Mishmar Rishaina. Utchilas Mishmar Achraina. And the beginning of the last Mishmar. So really, when he says the Simen, it's the end of the first Mishmar. So it's after 4 hours of the night, so I need a Simen. And I need the simon is the beginning of the last mishmar, and the emtsoi is emtsoi iso, and midnight. So these simonim are for the end of the first mishmar, the beginning of the last mishmar, and midnight. And incidentally, it teaches you also that also chatzos is also a very significant time to be mispalo. Chatzos alayla. According to some other rishonim, the significance of chatzos is to know when to stop eating korbanos. So I need a simon to tell me when is chatzos. You have to stop eating the korban pesach by chatzos or other korbanos. V'by same, the Gemara says kula seif mishmaras kechosh. Or alternatively, no, these simanim are for the end of the Mishnah. The end of the first one, the end of the second, the end of the third. Now your question was, why do I need a simen, a sign for the end of the last Mishnah? It's daytime, it's obvious. L'may nafkamina, no, the difference is, l'mikri krishma, for one, to teach him when it's time to say krishma, l'man d'gana b'vay sofel, he's in a dark house. There's no windows. He's locked in a house, a dark house. He doesn't know. Or alternatively, one could say when it's dark outside, when it's very, very cloudy, etc. V'lo yada zman krishma imas, and he doesn't know when the zman krishma came in the Isham Saparasim Balavatinak Yonik Mishtehima Elikim V'likir. Now he knows that it's daytime. He can say krishma. Omer of Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Mishmei Derav Gimel Mishmaros Havelayl. He says also that there are three mishmaras, three components to the night. Va'alkol mishmar, mishmar, yoshev kodesh bar, v'shoy kari, and he roars like a lion. Va'oymer, oy labonim, oy for the sons, woe to the sons, shabav neseyem, echrafti is basic. Then account of their sins, that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, v'sarafti is hecholi, and the hechol was burnt, v'eglesim labein umas ha'oylam. And they were sent in galus, they were exiled to, amongst the nations. One time I was traveling on a journey. I went into one of the ruins. And I went into Davin. He was traveling, so he went into. One should go in, not Davin out in the open, and one should not Davin up and out in an open field. One should Davin inside in a house. So he went into one of the ruins. So Leonova came and he guarded and he watched me, waited for me on the Pesach, on the doorway. Until I finished my davening. When I finished the davening, Amarli, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. I said, Amarli, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. He said to me, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. So he called me Rebbe. And I answered back to him, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umoiri. And I answered back, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umoiri. What's the significance of Rebbe? Rebbe Moiri. And this is, Chum says that Rebbe, he taught him Torah. Moiri, he teaches him Halacha. Va'omrali benim, b'pnei ma nechnas l'churba zu. Why did you go into Churba? You shouldn't have gone into a ruin. Amati lo l'spalo. I went into Davin. So I went into Davin, meaning he asked me, why did you go there? It's a dangerous place. It's dangerous. The walls could collapse, etc. And we'll see further in the Gemara what the significance is of that. What's really the problem with a Churba? But he said, I went into Davin. There was a need. So he answered back to me, said to me, you should have traveled on the road. Meaning, even though it's not preferable, but it's better to then the alternative of Davining in a Churba. Vamati loy misyara hayisi shami yifsekapi agay drachim. He said I couldn't daven there properly because people are passing by and traveling. They would interrupt me. Vamarli, he said back to me, hayol chalispal tefilah ketzara. Under these circumstances, you should have daven a tefilah ketzara. The machlok is Rashi and Taisis. What we're referring to exactly is it havinenu or a tefilah ketzara or a shortened version of a Shmona Esrei, which will come to later in the Masechta, the differences between Havineinu and Tefillah Ketzarah, but that's a Machlokes Rashi and Taisis. But El Koponim, he said, you should have daven a shortened version of Shmona Esrei. So, Boisa Shol, Amaratim, Menesh, Leisha, Dvorim. I learned from him three things. One, number one is Lamadati Shein Nechnosim L'Churba. Number one is I learned in that you don't go into the Churba, it's considered dangerous, you don't go in there. And I learned from him as well that you can daven while you're traveling. And I also learned that if you do, then you daven a shortened version. Then he said, he said, so you were in the Churba, and you daven. So he said, "Bini, ma kol shamata b'churba zu? What voice did you hear from this churba?" V'amati loy. I answered, "Shamati bas kol shemena hemes ki yoina, who's like a dove, v'imeres." And it says, "Oy lebonim, shavenu seyem hechrafti es basi. Oy for the sons that because of their sins I destroyed my house. The sarafti es hecholi v'gleisim lebeinu umais." V'homrali chayecha v'chaye roishcha. So he says, as a shua, lo yisho zu bilvar imeres kach. It's not only this one time. Ela b'chol yoyim v'yoyim sholosh pam, every day, three times. Imeres kach. Not only that, when you didn't go into the shuls and the base managers, and they say, Heshmei Rabba, HaKadosh Baruch Menanes, Roshi shakes his head, so fortunate to the king, who in his house, in the base of Mikdash, that they used to praise him in that way. And for what is for the father that he had to exile his sons? And it was so special and it was so fortunate to have his in his house that they praised him in this way, and that he had to exile them. And for the sons that were exiled from the shulchan of their fathers, from their father's table, from the Beis Hamikdash. And some say from the base of Migdash, where they ate the korbanos, it's like a shulchan, for the sons who were by their fathers, supported by their fathers, nourished from their fathers, and are exiled.